Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
Yo, what's up? It's Bankroll Ruby, aka Ruby the GOAT, tapping in with you from Playboy Season 2, only on That Ass TV. I'm here to pop my shit with Talk with Turk and Coco B. And yeah, we about to pop our shit. Let's get it.
Period.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish in the motherfucking building here once again on Talk with Turk Bish. I want to thank everybody for tuning in each week, every time we put out a new episode. And once again, I do have my special co-host here from 40K Radio, the one and only from Greensboro, the queen of promotion in Greensboro, North Carolina, putting on these underground artists, Coco B.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Coco?
Nothing much. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend, a great time, party turned up, because I definitely know I did. We still celebrating Gemini season for about 2 more weeks.
Okay? You already know. Gemini season, Taurus season just left, and you know, they try to give Tauruses a lot of flat, but fuck y'all, we still out here, okay? Like, don't try to play us, period. Anyway, but y'all, we have a special guest today, and I'm very excited to introduce this person. Me and Coco will be hosting this interview with him. He is the one and only from North Carolina, everybody, because we, you know, North Carolina has talent out here, okay, baby? So listen, I know a lot of people don't get into Ratchet TV, but bitches like me and bitches like Coco do. So, you know, there's a lane for everybody and there's an audience for everybody. So if you watch Now That's TV, you came to the right place today to get some good tea. Okay. We're going to talk about some good things, okay?
Yeah. Listen, I'm with it. I'm ready.
So let me go ahead and introduce this person. He's the one and only Playboy New Orleans on Now That's TV, Ruby Red.
What's good? It's Big Bankroll, not the little one. Y'all know the fuck going on.
Pop your shit.
Yeah, all day.
How's it been going since you've been on the show?
It's been going good. See, I had motion before the show, on the show, and I'm going to have motion after the show. You know what I'm saying? So I just been doing my biggest one, you know, trying to make it out here in these motherfucking streets for real.
Right.
Not for real, Ruby. You came in the door letting niggas know you was the shit before you got here.
Okay.
And bitch, I can pack my bag right now and leave, and I'm still going to be the shit when I get home.
Okay.
Hell yeah, you feel me? I came in the door letting niggas know, like, I'm just here to stand on business to pop my shit, because, again, I am an artist, so I really wanted to show more of my music on the show. But I had to show more of my hands.
So. Exactly.
Right, Ruby, I was just finna go there. Because, baby, when I say you was the first one in the door ready to squabble anybody down, who won it?
Anybody could have caught it. Because, again, from Greensboro, North Carolina, come from Greensboro, North Carolina, bitch, we get down.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what the fuck they don't know. They think you're from this little ass town. You in the South, y'all ain't about shit, man. Listen here.
Okay. Listen. So let's go ahead and talk about Playboy's New Orleans. How was this experience for you? And talk about how you got onto the show as, you know, an underground artist before you were even on the show on Now That's TV. How did it come about, the opportunity?
Okay, so basically, from season one, Playboys, I'm like, okay, this is me. I'm a Playboy, you know what I'm saying? I've been putting on for Playboys since I was legit, for real, for real. So, I was just basically reposting them, showing them my talents. My music is what really got me on the show. I don't know if, you guys saw the auditions before the actual show, but it was auditions. They opened up the show with, the auditions with my song.
I saw called Cap.
Period.
Yeah, so right then and there, I knew I had it. Like, I knew I had it. They using my content for the show. Like, that's just some real Playboy shit. So they seen that I had motion. The producer hit me up in the inbox. I said, yeah, you're a real Playboy. You stay in Atlanta. And I gave him that, yeah. And it was up ever since then. Like, and that's just how it came about. Like, just being a Playboy, a natural Playboy.
Okay, shout out to the Playboys, that's New Orleans.
Let's go.
So what was it like with your thought process coming in that I'm going to debut my music? I want to let people know what I'm really doing. How do you feel about it kind of turning into you just fighting for like the first few episodes?
Oh my God, it was so stressful because in my daily life, like, I don't just be fighting, you know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody that don't like me. I don't see nobody I don't like. I'm like really trying to handle business out here, trying to get my career popping.
Right.
So with me being around a bunch of people that I don't know that don't like me, it was awkward because I'm like, I don't know none of y'all. I don't know y'all first names. I don't know y'all last names or your middle names. So it's just like for them to be wanting to like fight me so bad, how they wanted to fight, it was kind of ridiculous for me. But me being from the, you know, the hood, it's just like, okay, I got to step back into my life. Okay, I'm about to start getting on bitches' neck.
Right, like, right.
Okay. I can feel that. Because I'm like, hearing you talk about your music, it sounds like that really wanted to be the focus that you had getting out here. And I hate that. So far, we haven't gotten to see a whole lot of it because it's literally just been a lot of squabbling.
Okay.
Squabbling in there. Like, I'm talking about like bing bong. It's a few times that I had freestyle on the show too. But I don't know if they got that because, you know, the main focus is like, who in here sitting on business? Who in here squabbling? But I do know that they will be using my song in one of these episodes. Again, they're going to use Cap because Cap was more so fitable for this season. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it fit the theme of the season and the song, you know?
Right.
It's really popular right now. So,
well, shout out to Isaiah. Now that's TV and them for that.
Period. Shout out to Isaiah.
Okay. I think Isaiah right now, he just really in his bag. I think he's trying to figure out what's best for him. Like, what's about to make him a bigger bag? What's about to make him, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. Everybody want to grow. Not, you feel me, level down. You want to level up. That just
okay. Listen.
And he's young. He's trying to find out what he's trying to do.
Right, and I will say, like, for the viewers, it's kind of hard to remember that even though you're watching these people on your TV every week and you paying your money to keep watching it, these are still people on the other side of the screen.
It really is.
And these are still people. They're still going through the same things that we're going through with elevation and working on themselves. So give a little grace. I don't judge. I love it. I applaud it.
Okay.
I love my little ratchet TV. I love it.
Yeah, we all out here trying to make it. Me and Coco talked about that a little last week on an episode that we had together that also slayed. Because every time me and Coco get together, it's always a good thing. You know, we always got numbers.
The three of us on this one, it's definitely going
to slay. Okay, this is about to go up already. North Carolina on the map, y'all already know. Let's get it. Period. But look, while you were on the show, what were some, like, hurdles? Like, we hear a lot about what goes on behind production. Like, sometimes they say production steals people money to get people to fight. These people be fighting for no reason. Is that really true? Like, can you give us a scoop or, like, what's the tea? Do people just be fighting for no reason?
Right, because let's hop into that. I don't personally think a lot of production get blamed for a lot of stuff. I can't say this season production, from what my eyes seen and what my ears heard, production didn't start no fights and they wasn't like making like people do what they was doing. People, that's how people really act. What y'all see on this season of Playboy season 2, this is how people really act. Like, wow. Real life, real shit. But okay. The stealing part, I was going to do my confessionals, because I only have one outfit on in my confessionals, but I was going to do a second part with a different outfit, but I didn't get to that because my outfit got stolen with a pair of my shoes and my Gucci belt. So,
oh, wow.
You know, and production could not have did that because we was in there getting my confessional together. When I come back, my stuff is missing, so we still ain't even get to the bottom of that for real. But a lot of people's stuff got missing, so it's like, I think production should, like, do better on, like, okay, who, like, focusing on people's stuff when they're not in the room.
Yeah.
Even when the Treacherous Twins came in the room and sat stuff on people's stuff, they don't know that was my bag, that they sat that whatever gifts they were giving out, that was my bag.
Mm.
So, you know, it could have been a problem right there, but, you know, it's just like, I know they ain't me, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of the Treacherous Twins, I don't like them. I just don't like them. I just feel like they try to be bullies, and when they came in the house, they got bullied. I love how Isaiah did his thing on that ass, him and his brother. So shout out to Isaiah and his brother for beating their ass.
Yeah, it was definitely giving them that. I watched the episode like 4 times, and I know I had
like,
to record that.
Y'all are so cheesy for y'all looks and stuff. Like, y'all trying to be twins, and y'all not. Like, it's not.
Oh, my God. Mm-mm. Y'all messy. But look, let me tell you something. So, I don't know too much about the Treacherous Twins. I ain't seen them that much in the house for real. Like, a lot of people I did not see like that. They was not around, like for real, like events and all that. Like, a lot of people was either at the hospital.
You're missing in action.
Or got sent away.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say. The Treacherous Twins in person are different than y'all see on the, I swear. The Treacherous Twins in person are cool. I swear.
And I wanted to say, it gives that they, it really be for camera.
That was cool to me. They ain't fuck with that. They was really just standing on business on whatever beat they had for real.
Right.
They had one run in, and that was at a restaurant. We was about to get it. Yeah, we was about to get that at the restaurant. But, you know, other than that, they ain't give me no problem.
Oh, wow.
I want to know how you felt about some of the other fights, because I know you gave up your share, okay? You threw them hands and showed them what Greensboro had to offer. But how you feel about some of the other fights? It was a lot of jumping.
Okay.
Jumping going on this season. A lot of people jumping into fights.
Yes, I actually got jumped this season. We just didn't get to it yet.
Yeah, I seen that. What was that, like the first or second episode when everybody was fighting in the warehouse?
Okay, so them episodes and stuff, like, no, they was planning on jumping me then. They wanted to jump me then or whatever. And I'm like, okay, so you bitches want me to get out here, go fight this motherfucker, and potentially all these people gonna jump in. Not only that, a lot of people were saying I was scared of this dude named Solid. Let's clear this.
Go ahead and clear this up.
Let's go ahead and get that out the way. I fought Solid right before I fought October. The another thing they could have did better was the editing.
Mm-hmm.
The editing pissed me off because how did I go from fighting October with my suit off and then in the next scene I got my whole suit right back on? That's not how that happened. What happened was, in the suit, Solid had ran up on me and I had to give Solid that. I did not get whooped or nothing, as y'all can see. Right after I fought Solid, I literally fought October literally like 2 minutes afterwards, and I was still okay. I left this season with no marks. Came with no marks. You feel me?
Period.
So just nobody whooped my ass this season. Period.
Solid. You heard that? You got 24 hours to respond. Silent play.
Nah, y'all know what's crazy. Actually, me and Solid is cool. Like, he just sent me an inbox.
Oh.
And it was like, it's long overdue. Da, 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 da. We ain't beefing no more. I was like, bro, I never had beef with you, you know.
I love the girl.
Okay. Come on. Giving Queen Latifah UNITY. Period.
UNITY.
Okay. I'm living for the.
Okay. That's tea.
Man, shit. That's real Playboy shit. I like
it. I mean, you don't really see that all the time.
You know what makes me mad about it? It's because we never had beef for real.
That's usually how it is. I mean, people really don't have beef and they just be out here fighting and scrapping for no reason. And you be like, why are you fighting? Because I need a bitch to know not to play with me. Okay, bitch, that's not a good answer. Like, that's not something you can say in court to get off. You going straight to jail.
Bitch can't play with me. Okay, we're going to see if they play with you in this cell.
Right. Period. Period. But look, let's get into some things about who Ruby Red is. Like, you go by Ruby Red, but is there somebody outside of that? Is there alter ego? Egos? Do you go by your real name outside of your stage name when it comes to like your artistry?
Okay, so Ruby Red, that's just honestly, I'm gonna be real. That's just a Facebook name that I'm like, okay, Ruby Red, da da da. My real stage name is Bankroll Ruby. Because I love to get to a bag. My name matches my zodiac sign, which I am a Capricorn or whatever the case may be. We the go-to shit. Red is just very bold and very bright. So, you know, I shine in any room that I step in. You gonna know Ruby in the mix or Ruby in the mix.
You better talk your shit. Period.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it's something about that red color that just empowers me and made me go. So I just named myself Bankroll Ruby. Outside of that, I do have another name, which is my government name, which a lot of people don't know. But, you know, I'm going to spill the tea today for y'all. My real name is Devonte.
Okay.
Yes, when I'm chilling and shit like that, and I ain't really in a camera, lights, action, shit like, I'm Devonte. I'm chilling, seeing how I'm about to, you know, make Ruby bigger.
I used to know a few Devontes, and all Devontes ain't good Devontes, okay? So I'm glad that you got it out the mud and got on TV. Okay. Now that's TV. Shout out to this Devonte that got on TV.
Shout out to this one.
Okay, shout out to this one.
Okay, because I ain't always been a good Devonte. I'm telling you, but I'm glad that I did a lot of stuff when I was younger.
Right.
Now that I'm 26 years old, mm-hmm. It shows me what, I don't know, I would never do again. I learned my lesson.
I think we all get there, though. Like, especially when you start getting towards them upper 20s and, like, your lower 30s, you really start thinking about, like, that probably wasn't a good idea.
Way different. Way different.
That's why I'm like, hold up. I'm over here fighting all y'all hoes, bitch. My knees cracked.
Okay.
Okay.
Like.
Right. Look.
Knees buckling.
Not only that, you think you're going to get in a squabble, and with Now That's TV on the show, no, you going to get in a squabble, and they're going to want that lick back.
Okay.
Yeah, because on TV, everybody going to see the lick. And if you didn't get your lick off, they definitely be wanting
it. Yeah, they definitely do be wanting back.
But I do thank Now That's TV because, no, shout out to Zoza Puri because he discovered me, and he been popping his big one for me ever since then. Shout out to Zoza. I look up to that nigga, and he put me on, period.
I love Zoe. Like, you don't see a whole lot of Zoe, but when you do Zoe, he look like he be standing on business. I like Zoe.
Now, let me tell you something interesting about Zoe. Now, I go way back with Zoe. He probably don't remember me now because he's so big now, but shout out to Zoe. Like, he used to give me, like, a lot of advice when it comes to social media. Like, before he blew up, like, he was into fashion heavy, and I looked up to him and stuff like that. So, we used to have conversations through social media and Instagram. Now, I don't know if you remember me, but I've been reaching out trying to see if there's something I can do on production. So maybe Ruby Red, you might can get me in contact with my old friend.
Okay.
Because
Zoe love to work with people. I'm pretty sure he do remember you, Zoe. And one thing I can say, Zoe is not one of them that act like he don't remember a person that he's very genuine. I love that because it ain't too many genuine people in this industry either. So.
Well, shout out to Zoe Dupree. Zoe, I'm waiting on a phone call. Let's see if we can make some things happen. I got a lot of concepts, a lot of ideas for TV shows up here in my head that I can make some money. Ooh. Make you some money for...
Okay,
Coco B definitely will help with that, okay? And she got some good marketing skills too. So we here in Greensboro, North Carolina, I don't have an international chart topping podcast for no reason. I put in the work for the past 3 years, and now I'm topping the charts with heavy hitters like TGIF, like CNN News, Jason Lee's Hollywood Unlocked, and a plethora of others. Tamar Braxton's Under Construction. Shout out to them as well. But I'm charting beside them. So it's like, if you put in the work and if you follow your craft, research your craft, and do what you're supposed to do, you're going
to
make it.
Let me give you your flowers. And matter of fact, y'all flowers, first of all, for even inviting me to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? This is another platform to, like, help me put myself out there. And I appreciate y'all because y'all bosses and y'all on lane as well, so.
Period. Thank you for that.
You coming through.
And we, from one North Carolina person to another, we out here making it happen. And I'm so proud of you, of course. Yeah. You doing your thing. Let's talk about your music. Okay, because I've heard some of your songs. I've heard your rapping ability, and I actually do believe that you're a great rapper. Like, as far as what you're producing, as far as underground is concerned as well, because underground artists don't get a lot of recognition as they should. And Coco, she knows a lot about this because she works directly with a lot of underground artists who are very talented. I just put two of her artists on my show last week, and their songs were amazing. It got good feedback. We're gonna do the same thing for you, Ruby, but let's talk about your music a little bit. What you got going on now?
Okay, so it is mid-season. I'm gonna go back to play. It's mid-season with Playboy. So my thing is, before the season end, I want to drop an EP. I want the EP to be jumping. I got straight club bangers on there. I got some features that people was not gonna believe I got features for. which is crazy.
Okay.
I still can't believe it. Like, when shit be happening to me, it takes me a whole month to believe it. So,
same.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's just like, I got some good stuff coming, but I don't want to put no content out right now until I get my fan base, like, stabilized.
Right.
So, yeah. When I put that out, you know, they know that they, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving them something to a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people put out a lot of music, but you need to make sure that your fan base is there so people will actually discover this music and listen to this music, share your music, stream your music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Baby, you just said something.
Okay. A lot of artists need to hear that right there, what he just said.
Yeah.
Say it one more time for him, Ruby.
Yeah. Like, right now, I have two songs out on Apple and all streaming platforms. One is called Cap, one is called Big Dog. The only reason I got them two songs out right now on them two platforms is because at the end of the day, that music is still new to somebody else that have not heard it. So I'm
right.
All my streams up with them two songs. And then when I finally got my stable, you know, support base.
Right.
Then I'm going to put my good stuff out. And I have some good stuff. Like, really.
Okay.
I've been listening to it in the car and all that.
Okay, good.
What? Now I got a question.
Go ahead, Coco.
So, with the EP, how many songs you thinking? Because in addition to me, you know, doing the media and the podcasting and the radio, I'm also a manager.
Cool. Okay.
So, how many songs you thinking for your EP?
Honestly, I think I'm going to put like 5 songs on my EP, 6 including the interlude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm depending
that's
on
too many
five
for
or
me.
Six for real.
I ain't gonna
real.
Lie to you, Fred. I love you, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. That's too many.
That's too many.
Yes, you only need like 3. If you got the interludes, you need 3 good ones, and you got 2. You got your intro, your interlude, and an outro. That can be your 6, but you only need 3 solid hits on that EP because it makes it easier for you to be able to do your videos. You only have to push those 3, and you can set a timeline where you use the whole quarter or the whole year to push them 3 songs, and you still working on whatever you got working on.
And I'm so glad that you just said that because I'm one of those people like I don't be going to look for a team. I always believe God bring that team to me because sometimes when you go looking for something, you can find the wrong shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? Sometimes like you know, so I needed that because I'm like, okay, is it cool to put 6 or because I was thinking about only 4 songs, but the fact that you said 3, I'm gonna just put 3 and I'm gonna let them rock out.
Three, and I literally got that. I watch a lot of other interviews with like major music players because I'm trying to get my artist there. You know what I'm saying? The best way for me to learn is to learn from somebody that's already there. You know, common sense. And I can't remember who it was in the interview, but he said these artists are dropping like EPs and albums with like 12 songs, and you put too much work into that. It's too much work. All you need is 3 good ones, and you can market them with a budget
and push them 3 songs.
Yep, that'll get your listeners up, get your monthly listeners up. You give them visual because, you know, people got short attention spans these days. They need to be able to watch it or they're uninterested. They ain't listening for too much, you know. So, yes, all you need is 3 free game.
hey, Coco, we might have to work on that, you know, on the back end for real.
Back okay.
The real _ Coco B on Instagram.
Period.
Hit me up.
Period. And I will be hitting you up for real, because I be needing that for real.
I'm telling you, Ruby, like, listen, Coco's the real deal when it comes to the streets in Greensboro. And she has a lot of different performing artists, a lot of different places you can go and get your music out there, especially because we're like getting your music out there. It starts with your own people first and in your own community. Like before you can even think international or like nationwide, you have to really put yourself in your community first, get your community support. Once you get that, they're going to tell people outside of the community and it just grows from there. That's when the networking grows. And so Coco is really good at that. So I see it. Like, definitely hit Coco up.
I'm here, honey.
That little information you just gave me right there is knowledge, and it was like made so much sense to me. So it only made sense to work.
And see, that's what we do here in North Carolina. We connect each other instead of like throwing shade and hating on one another. We lift each other up. Like, listen, we need more of that.
That's another thing. A lot of these guys also this season was haters. If they felt like you had too much camera time, they felt like you had a talent they didn't have, they felt like you looked too good, it was automatically, they're going to find something to where they want to fight you about it. And that was so corny. And I'm like, well, you don't do this.
Well, see, when it comes to, like, masculine energies between men especially gay men, everybody want to assert their dominance and say, listen, I'm here, this is me, I'm the big dog, and, you know, people just feel...
A bitch not going to play with me, that's
right, you know what I'm saying?
You
like,
feel me? And my thing is, it can be more than one big dog.
Right. We can all be big dog. We can all be a big dog eating at this table.
Listen, let me tell you something. You know how lions...
But the New York hoes don't believe in it.
They don't. But I love New York hoes. Shout out to New York.
I don't believe in it.
Not out to New York.
Okay.
and they like, there's only one big dog, and that's me. And that's what I'm like, gotta come in and be like, excuse me, boo boo, I've been bigger.
Listen, lions run in packs, baby. And they eat well, they live well, they run shit. Why? Because they all know their part to play. And they all big dogs.
Okay.
Or big cats, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like we all got casted because we all had something going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, of course.
Delusional. Oh, I'm bigger than you. I'm bigger than you, baby. We all on the same show, bud.
Yeah. Well, look, you definitely headed somewhere. You're on the right track. What God has for you is definitely for you.
For sure.
Keep working hard at it because, like, it's only made for a few of us here on this world. And it's for the people that are working hard and actually have passion out here. And I can see that you have that. So, shout out to you, first and foremost, for that.
I really appreciate that, bro. I really do have passion. Like, it's time for the real niggas to be into the door.
Okay. For real.
Over for the fake shit. Let's talk about
it. You feel me? Fuck this. Yeah, the fake shit. Yeah, bitch. They bringing real bitches to TV. They bringing real niggas to the motherfucking radio stations and shit like that. Now, they want to see real raw talent and real raw energy. They don't want that fake.
Okay, period.
Talk about it. Well, I wish you the most success. I can't wait to
for
see
real,
what
for
comes
real.
Next. Definitely going to be looking for that inbox, baby. And I remember the intro song. I haven't heard the second song, so I'm definitely going to check that out on my way back to, you know.
I'm going to send it to you. Remember, it's the auditions. And one more thing. I got so many more shows that I'm about to do, too. So.
Yes, I heard you had a love show. I heard you had a love show coming. I saw that on social media.
Yes, I do. But that's after these shows that I filmed. I thought I'd whoop a couple more. I got to whoop a couple more hoes. But then...
whoop a couple more.
Okay.
Then let's get to the love. It's going to be called Ambitions of a Rider. I am looking for love. If you funny, I don't give a fuck what you look like, how you act, or if you have a disability, bitch, pop the fuck out, bitch. Everybody welcome.
Okay, pop the fuck out.
Look, I have a man, so I can't come on that show, but I'll come up there just to act.
Yes, you can.
But look, it's got to be in my contract to not fight, because I'm a pretty boy. I don't fight. I have to. My man have to come with me up there.
And y'all, this love show, it is going to be some fights, but I also wanted to be like people showing their talents on there. That wasn't going to impress me. Like, are you funny? I love a funny dude. Are you like, what do you do? Are you talented type shit? Yeah, so y'all just be looking out for that.
What? Well, you want to give him a little sneak peek on what you're looking for?
I'm looking for the bad bitches. I'm looking for the niggas with money. I'm looking for the feminine guys. I'm looking for the masculine guys. I'm looking for the guys that's in wheelchairs and all that because the baby.
You want a rolling ray?
Ruby!
You want a nigga that in the wheelchair can do so.
Oh, no. Rolling Ray, you heard that? You can apply. Yeah, we know you need a job right now, Rolling Ray. So we need
me a Rolling Ray.
Rolling Ray, go ahead. Ruby Red is looking for some head. Rolling Ray, okay.
We already got Shamar on board.
Oh no, Shamar.
I love Shamar.
Oh God.
I love Shamar.
Please don't let them get up there and exploit that man. Don't let them exploit him.
Feel the type of way every time they exploit.
Right.
And if y'all want to keep up with all this, y'all can just follow my Instagram, Ruby the Goat with 3 T's. Period.
Yeah. Y'all heard that, listeners? He just told y'all his handle, so go and follow him. And look, Ruby, we're going to put your music on Spotify. We're going to have an episode come out on Spotify. You have to have a Spotify subscription to get into the whole episode, like to have the vibes. But his music will play in between the segments of the whole show. You'll be able to get into him as an artist and who he is. So whatever music he has on Spotify will be added to that Spotify episode. So there are 2 Spotify episodes. Don't forget, there's one without the Spotify music, and then there's one with Spotify music. And both of them have music, but you can only listen to the Spotify version that has the music on DSPs if you have a subscription. So don't forget that. But the episode will be available all over DSPs, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Odyssey,
Amazon
Music. We're working on Tidal. But we're going to see Tidal, please call me back. Please email me back. I'm trying to get my podcast up there. It's been a year now. YouTube just got it up there after a year. So shout out to YouTube. We're on YouTube Music now as well. So that's another platform. So we're on over 15 platforms now, Talk with Turk. So you can catch it anywhere. Just Google it and it'll pop right on up for you. You heard? So Ruby Red, if you got anything else that you want to say to the listeners out there before we let you go ahead and say it now. Pop your shit.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that's supporting me. Keep watching me grow. And you are part of the motherfucking movement. Big dog movements. Like, all the big dogs eating out here is eating season. If you got a dream, go chase it. Don't make that dream a dream. Make it reality. Don't give a fuck what nobody say. Believe in yourself. And yeah, again, follow me, Ruby the Goat with three T's. And yeah.
Period. And he's out. Now don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Yo, it's your boy Bankroll Ruby, aka Ruby the Goat, on Playboy Season 2, only on Now That's TV. Y'all can find me at Ruby the Goat with three T's on Instagram, Ruby Red on Facebook, and Ruby the Goat again with three T's on Twitter. And to sum it all up, y'all can really just search me on Google, Bankroll Ruby, and it's all gonna be there. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish back in the building here with my girl once again, Coco B.
Hey, I'm back up in this motherfucker again. I'm ready to talk about some shit now.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about some shit now. We just had our interview with Red Ruby from Playboys. Now That's TV.
Very much enjoy. Shout out to Ruby.
Right. Shout out to Ruby Red Devontae.
Okay. I'm just start calling him D. That's my cousin now.
Okay. Shout out to Ruby Red. It was a good time. We had a good conversation. He got to talk about his music. Yeah, good kikis. He got to clear up some things about the show, and I'm glad that he was able to do it here on Talk with Turk. Okay.
Place to do it, Frank.
Okay, nowhere better else with your own people.
There's no place like
you know what I'm saying. Okay. Now me and Coco going to end things off with a few topics today that we just thought were interesting. It's not much, but of course y'all know I want to give y'all some tea and give you some topics before we just dive off and leave y'all. But
I
of course
want to dive into yours about this list because
yes, so yes, you guys, Billboard has a list out right now for the top 10 hottest female rappers right now. Now Billboard compiled its first ever hottest female rappers list based on quality of the records, chart success, buzz within the culture, notable business endeavors, partnerships, and touring success. So all of those elements were configured into making this list. So they have an excerpt that you can check out on Billboard. Just type in Billboard's top female rappers of right now and it'll pop up. I'm not going to read that whole excerpt for you, but starting at number 10, you have Flo Milli. So Flo Milli came in at number 10. JT, she came in at number 9. At number 8 was Latto. Number 7 was Cardi B. Number 6 was Glorilla. Number 5 was Ice Spice. Number 4 was Doja Cat. Number 3 was Megan Thee Stallion. Number 2 was Sexy Red. And number 1 was the Queen, Nicki fucking Minaj, of course.
Okay, I give Nicki her place. Nicki need to be where she at.
Okay, there's no topping her. A sold out motherfucking tour with Gag City. She put out an old mixtape that sold more than what the girls' albums are selling right now. She put out another album, Pink Friday 2, that went double platinum. She has multiple gold singles and platinum singles from that album.
She has earned said space.
Yes, that Billboard of list. Course.
But my problem is,
who?
Why the fuck is Sexy Red second?
Now a lot of people have been on the fence about this Sexy Red being number 2. But if you really look at it, her impact on the culture right now, her demographic, they really love her. Every song she puts out, it might not be for everybody.
It's not for my age group at all.
It's doing what it's supposed to do.
For my baby daddy. What?
Like, she got a song out right now that I fuck with Drake. You my everything. Bae, I love you. I like that song. Like, she got some catchy tunes. And you can't deny her placement in hip-hop right now because
maybe it's my
she's on
musical ear.
Yeah, it's your true musical ear. You're looking for the bars.
Right.
She has what is called, or I guess this organic type of vibe.
Yes, that I think that is like maybe my biggest problem
for the baby mamas, right? And that's why she's so
it's
big.
Because music is, a lot of music is based off of vibes and feelings right now, which is good. Right. You know, music has always created a feeling, but
right.
Like not, it just.
Now let's see why they said she was at number two. So it says, imagine being able to make bangers and go viral so easily, so much so that people start to think there must be some kind of conspiracy afoot. They make up excuses for your success because you're too charming, your beats are knocking, and the streets love you. Now that's why I said the streets love her.
They do.
With Sexy Red's Pound Town live performance first went viral, people thought she was flash in the pan. They call her ghetto, she was a bad influence, and all the ills of the world fell on her shoulders. Her detractors don't notice her humor and attention to detail, the way her music often calls back to Waka Flocka Flame and Gucci Mane. And her outlandish moves benefited her on the charts as she carved out Hot 100 hits like Get It Sexy and Ski Yeet. She also social media savvy with deep fried IG pics alongside Lana Del Rey and viral live performances in beauty stores. Now she's making appearances at NFL games and WWE shows. What's not to love? Get off your seat, Dolores Tucker, and let Sexy Red have fun, because the St. Louis rapper is here to stay. And Angel Diaz from Billboard wrote that.
Yes.
So I see why.
And not to say that I don't see why people like her. It's the climate of music today. It's just that right. Is where music is
going, yeah.
Currently.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a demographic. I just happen to not fall under the demographic. But I definitely see her doing her thing. Actually watch her lives and her short videos more because she's hilarious.
She's funny as hell.
She's funny as shit.
Her interviews are funny too. I remember her interview on The Breakfast Club when her and what's the new girl on Breakfast
Jess
Club?
The Hilarious.
Jess the Hilarious. Her and Jess were going at it. Mm-hmm. And she said, I don't like Jess in front of her face.
Yeah, I like her realness.
She a real ass bitch.
She is a real ass bitch. I like her realness. I like more her personality than her music.
Right.
I pay attention to Sexy Red more so for the personality.
Right.
And that's what's going to keep her.
Yeah, relevant.
Because even the people that don't fuck with the music, they might fuck with her as a person.
It's working.
It is working. But putting her number two against some of the other people that I've seen on this list is crazy.
Now, Megan Thee Stallion, she came in at number three. Now, what I want Megan Thee Stallion to do is to get it together. Because you're confusing your audience. First, it was Tina Snow. Then you were the hot girl. Then you became a snake. Then you became a butterfly in a cocoon. Then you became a chicken. And now you're back to being a snake. You're confusing us. Where are we going with this?
I am cool.
But I mean, she came back. She made a few songs. Her last hit song was Hiss. It went to number one because of Nicki, and it fell off the charts the next week. So I mean, do you agree she should be at number three?
She can stay at three, but you gonna hate me for who I'm about to say should be at two.
Who?
You gonna hate me.
Cardi B?
I feel like it needs to be Nicki, Cardi.
But Cardi ain't put no music out in a while. And the music she does put out doesn't stick with the general public. She's just a fashionista at this point.
She is very much a fashionista. And the girl can fucking dress.
Shout out to Kellen for helping her become a fashionista.
Okay. Shout out to whoever helped her, because she be wearing them fucking outfits and getting that hair done.
Yeah.
She does what she does. But I tend to like a lot of her music. I like a lot of Nicki's music. That's why I be like, you know how I feel about the beef.
Well, y'all know how I feel about Cardi B.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
I know.
I don't see it for her as a rapper, but I mean, people like her. They like her aesthetic. They fell in love with her from Love & Hip Hop and her being so real, you know. And
ran people, down on the bitch twice. That got me through some things.
You know, people had the right to love who they love. Now, coming in at number four was Doja Cat.
Doja need to sit her ass down.
But
I ain't gonna lie though. Doja be having bars.
She has bars.
She be the fuck rapper.
Now that's a rapper.
I do like Doja.
She talented as fuck.
I do like Doja.
She's creative as hell.
If we have to go there and rearrange the list, put Doja in too.
Yeah, I would even accept that. But we all know where her influence comes from. Nicki Minaj. Shout out to Mother.
Mother.
Ice Spice, another influence girl by Nicki Minaj. Ice Spice number five.
She fifth? How did Ice Spice get up there before?
She used to be up higher.
Glorilla, Lotto. How the fuck did you get Ice Spice up there before Lotto?
Well, you gotta think about Lotto. All that's being factored in with this stuff. It's not just like, you know, the bars and the music. They said it's the quality of the records, chart success, buzz within culture, notable business endeavors, partnerships, and touring success.
Lotto definitely got buzz.
She do, but I don't think she has many like partnerships and business endeavors as Ice Spice got now. Sexy Red, even Sexy Red got big backings.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so even like Ice Spice with the Barbie movie. Mm-hmm. Nothing Lotto has brand wise has hit Barbie yet. Yeah. You know? So I mean I'm getting this list, like as far as what they're factoring in. I wish it was a list off straight rapping.
I wish it was talent. The quality of the music, the talent.
Just that.
But it literally goes to what like a lot of these people say now. The talent does not matter. People right. are literally operating from a place in the industry where talent does not matter because we are telling them that's okay.
Right. Now, if I was to rearrange this list from who has the best bars, if we're just speaking about bars, of course, number one is going to be Nicki. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Number two, I will put JT. Number three, I will put Megan. Number four, I will put Flo Milli. Because Flo Milli can spit.
She can.
She can spit. No, actually, I'm wrong. Before Flo Milli, Doja. Doja. I will put Doja before Megan, too.
Yeah.
So, I take that back. Number one is Nicki. Number two is JT. Number three is Doja. Number four is Megan. Number five is Flo Milli. And then the rest of them bitches can fall in where they want to.
I told you, shady. It's shady in this motherfucking day.
What about yours? If you had to put it as far as
if
like
I had to rearrange it, Nicki would have to stay at one. Mm-hmm. I hate it for the people that don't like it. She would have to stay at one.
Okay.
I told you for two. I probably would have put Doja at two. JT three.
Okay.
Megan for party five, and then everybody else can.
Can go
fall in line.
Fall in line where they may.
Like, just like you said, Fridges.
Okay.
Well, you see spaces.
Well, you heard it here first. But like I said, this was the top 10 list for hottest female rappers right now. Now let's get into what Coco wants to discuss today on the podcast.
Yes, because it ties into one of the artists that we were talking about. Number two on the list, Miss Sexy Red. I wanted to talk about are we here for what Jermaine Dupri is saying about the music these days? Because how she's at two, her album sales was like 28K.
Now that is something to question
it's
about.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I just don't think people of her demographic will buy it. I mean, honestly. Yeah, you know, they'll listen to it.
Drinks and drugs in the club. I could come and it'll really be a vibe.
Now, they definitely gonna bootleg it. They gonna find it on YouTube instead of streaming it on the DSPs, but
they ain't buying that.
They ain't buying that. And I agree with that. You know, it is what it is.
Damn,
they'll play it on the radio, and they'll listen to it when they come on the radio, and they have to request it on the radio.
And let me tell you how it's hard to get them to do that.
Okay, because they don't even take requests like that back in the day.
And I've seen labels in the last couple of years try to do that for artists that they're trying to break by sending them in during like nights where they'll be playing indie artists, and they ask hella people to call in and vote.
Oh wow.
It'd be hard to get them on the rotation because people won't call and vote.
Well, honestly, the music game has changed.
It's very different.
You know, the quality of music records have went down over the past years, and I hate to see the trajectory of where music has went. And that's why I'm thankful for people in the industry that keeps it about the music and the authenticity about the music and whatever the culture is that we're speaking about. Like they're trying to make sure we keep it alive, our hip hop alive, our R&B alive, and it's important.
It has survived this long because it had substance.
Yes,
we can't take the substance out of it, or like, it'll die.
That's why I respect people like Coco Jones coming back into the game and making authentic R&B again. Yes. That's why I respect people like Nicki Minaj continuing to rap as a female rapper.
Tell me that's like my little twin or whatever when I throw my wig on. Coco.
Yes. Okay. Hey, come on, Coco Jones. Shout out to Coco Jones because she's on the run. She's 5 for 5 now.
Yes.
Y'all need to check out her new song. Uh-oh. So, I mean, she's doing her thing. You know what I'm saying?
She absolutely is. Shout out to the Cocos. Take it over the world.
Okay, Cocos take it over the world. But, I mean, I think that's all we got for you guys today. Do you got anything else,
No, Coco? I just appreciate y'all for having me in the building one more time. It's always a good vibe, good chemistry in here talking with Turk. So, I appreciate you for having me in.
Period. And my man just walked in shaking his tits. So, y'all already know what time it is. It's time to go. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me. Talk with Turk, bitch.